You're listening to The A Word on 8Asians.com. I'm Christine Miguel.
This can be either really clever or really insulting.
For writers Carmen De Jesus and Romeo Candido, Prison Dance or the musical were one of many imagined scenarios that came to mind when they asked how. How did the dancing inmates of Cebu come up with the idea that has now become an infamous viral clip on YouTube? One of the more interesting things is, unlike many musical theater projects, Prison Dancer kind of sits on the edge of satire. And satire can always be taken two ways. When I showed my boyfriend, who is Filipino and grew up in the Philippines, the trailer, he had mixed feelings between that's awesome and this is kind of wrong. From a Filipino's perspective, there's this feeling that overseas Filipinos, or expatriates known as Balikbayans, think they're better than those in the Philippines. And because a project like Prison Dancer is being produced essentially by Balikbayans, it gave a nervous pause to my boyfriend, who was hesitant to share it on his Facebook. In this second part of our series on Prison Dancer, the web musical, we take a look at the 2 years it took to make and how they now brace from reactions from the world community.
Started in 2009, where I think I wanted to follow up Ang Pamano with something different. And I remember watching In the Heights on Broadway, and it was the big Latin musical that won a Tony. And I just remember feeling kind of like the love for musical theater as an art form again. And then I approached Carmen, who co-wrote Ang Pamano with me, and I go, you know, this is what we got to do. We have to do a musical. It has to be based on Prison Dancer. You know, there's no more Miss Saigons anymore. There's no more anything that showcases Filipino musical theater talent. So I think this would be a perfect jumping off point. I think we started writing it off as a screenplay. We even shot a trailer. We shot like a small demo to try and get money for it as a screenplay. And, you know, the initial trailers got about 1,000 or so hits. We shot it at the Kapisanan Center in downtown Toronto, using all of their resources, using their staff, you know, shooting in the center and making it look like a jail. And then I think that demo really helped us when we wanted to apply for theater festivals and for other financing and other funding. And the first thing that that Prison Dancer was accepted into was the Fujian Asian Canadian Theater Company. They let us be kind of writers in residence. And so we developed the screenplay into a theater version. And then we mounted a workshop of the theater version at the Kitchen Potluck, which is their festival of new Asian Canadian plays. From the Kitchen Potluck workshop, what was important there was, A, we got to see how an audience would respond to the material, and they responded amazing. You know, the whole goal for the workshop was we wanted to make sure that by curtain call, everyone was engaged, everyone was standing up, everyone was dancing and singing along, and that exactly happened. And one of the people in that audience was a woman named Anna Serrano, who's the executive director of the Canadian Film Center Digital Media Lab. And I think what happened is she's been on the forefront of digital technology and interactive storytelling and yada, yada, yada. But I think seeing Filipinos singing and dancing accessed her inner theater geek, her inner Filipina. Like it just activated her. And so when we did a second workshop of the theater show at the SummerWorks Festival, we presented it as a musical works in concert, which was head by a woman named Tracy Michelidis. She was there again, and once again we had a full house, and once again the audience stood up and everyone was clapping along. And that's when Anna Serrano said, I want to be involved in this. And so she jumped on board, and there was a fund, a call out for the IPF, the Independent Production Fund, where they got a bunch of money and they wanted to fund 10 web series. And so I think out of 300 applicants, we were shortlisted to a group of 30, and then we were finally accepted as one of the 10 to be funded as a full web series. And so that's kind of the slow evolution of it. So it's been a two-year process from from a short internet video to two theater workshops back to becoming short internet videos. So there it is.
Which is appropriate for what it is, you know, born of the web and back to the web.
Manny Pacquiao is the best, you know, he can beat the rest. Sometimes when you touch his punch, his piss will eat your face for lunch.
Pacquiao.
Everybody duck the rope. Duck the rope. Duck the rope. Duck the rope. Everybody rope a dough. Rope a dough. Rope a dough.
People seem to be reacting, I mean, just based on the trailer we just released, which has gotten a fantastic response. There's some Filipinos especially who are like, wow, look at this, Prison Dancer the musical, and everybody's kind of like, really? Or, you know, we're getting a lot of WTFs, but there's a lot of people who are excited for it, you know, and it's not necessarily all Filipino. It's worldwide, and that speaks to the fact that the mass consciousness has already been seeded by the awesomeness of the original Dancing Inmate videos, and, you know, the fact that we've taken that meme to a next level. If you live on the internet and you know what the Dancing Cebu inmates are or who they are, then you're already predisposed to the idea, and I think people are really just curious about what it is that we're going to try to do.
I almost got into a comment fight with somebody on the George Strombolopoulos Facebook page. Everybody's being like, what the fuck? And, oh, this is so awesome. Oh, I can't wait. And then this some dude comes up like, aren't you guys aware that the real warden of the prison, of this prison, makes the warden from Shawshank Redemption look like a baby? You know, there are a lot of stories about human rights violations and people being beaten if they don't rehearse. And, you know, it's more than just a happy musical. And I flamed him a little bit.
What did you say?
Well, I just said, oh, and you're, because I Facebook stalked him a little bit. And he's like, some dude from Newfoundland who's like living in China now. And so, you know, first thing is like, oh, so you're the authority of human rights violations in the Philippines. And I go, you know, it's more than just, and I don't know what the hell I said, but I got mad. And then I realized that it's gonna get like that. You know, we were blogged about in After Elton, and their comment was, this can be either really clever or really insulting. And so, you know, a lot of the times we were putting ourselves in the shoes of Filipinos who would watch it, but I didn't put myself in the shoes of, like, you know, non-Filipinos who would watch it, and the gay community, like, you know, I didn't put myself in that perspective either. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes back.
We're also curious to see how Filipinos in the Philippines are going to respond to this, because this, whether or not they're going to feel like we're not authentic enough. Everyone that we've cast, none of those people are using their real accents or anything like that. And people are just going to have to deal with the suspension of disbelief and enter this universe as we've created it. And it's a musical, or we're not doing any kind of a hardcore journalistic expose that requires us to be so true to, we're not doing like an Apocalypse Now. We're this is a musical. I think we're just going to have to stand behind our artistic license to just imagine something and invite people to imagine it along with us.
And the things with musicals, a lot of times they do start with having some kind of commentary or some kind of wanting to say something that is a commentary on something in the world. And we're not trying to tell the story about the prisoners necessarily. We're actually, I feel like, on my end, I don't know if I'm speaking on behalf of Carmen, but on my end, I feel like it's commentary on what it is to be Filipino. It's the fact that we do turn towards singing and dancing and celebrating to overcome our hardships. I think the only one statement I want to say from Prison Dancer is not about human rights abuses in the prisons, or not about what it is to be authentically Filipino, or any of that, but or to be gay, or to be to have relationships with another man. Like, these are not the things that I want to tackle. I think ultimately I wanted to tackle the idea that we could always turn to singing and dancing as a way to, you know, overcome our difficulties. Like, really basic, that's what I wanted to say. But I think it's going to be taken in a whole bunch of different ways.
Well, that's art, right? We can only present our vision, and everyone's going to receive it through their own lens and, you know, through their own understanding and perception. And it's going to be twisted, and it's going to be celebrated, and people are going to be offended. And, you know, honestly, if they want to share it, if they want to flame it, as long as they watch it, as long, you know, and send it to somebody else who may react in a different way, that's fine. I know that, you know, our intentions, and Romeo and I are really thoughtful about the work we do, and conscientious about what we want to do, not just on a creative and aesthetic level, but, you know, just kind of on a very soul level. What is the feeling that we want to inspire in people, whether you watch it on the web or whether you watch it on stage? When you walk away from this, you're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel the sensation. It's going to bring some light into your life. And if that's what we've done, you know, and if you can't handle that, then, you know, I'm sorry.
Then go watch Spider-Man.
Yeah, but, you know, I know that our intentions and our hearts and, you know, our spirits were really in the right place, and we infused that. And so no matter what people think of our representations of Filipinos, of our representations of the gay community, you know, I think if you're a thinking, feeling human being who can see through the intention of what we're trying to do, and you're going to receive it well. And if not, that's your karma.
It's not my problem anymore. It's your
problem.
I can change the world that I'm living. So we dance and we stomp the floors, and we clap our hands, and we scream for more.
People can just hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/prisondancer. If people can check out www.prisondancer.com.
Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/prisondancer, facebook.com/prisondancer, and prisondancer.com.
And your YouTube channel, of course.
Oh, and our YouTube channel.
Fantastic. Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Prison Dancer is currently raising money via Kickstart in order to finish the production. I've already sent my support in, and if you want to support the project as well, please visit their Kickstart page. The link is provided at 8asians.com. This has been the A Word on 8asians.com.
Do you? I can feel it.